So now I was going to talk about what happens in a national context. I presume this covers most of my marching orders, but in a national context, some of the important groups are the Space Coordination Committee, which is a federal government agency. Federal government agencies interested in space. There's the Australian Government Earth Observing from Space Working Group, which is the Australian government group that coordinates the activity going on within the government itself. And there's the Australian Earth Observing Community Coordination Group, where I think Stuart Finn's a chair at the moment. And that's a sort of, I guess, an outside, to a large extent, an outside government group. So there is some degree of coordination going on at the moment. And there's an Australian Marine Remote Sensing Group, which is new, and I'm not going to go into anything else. But they're the three big bodies. The Space Coordination Committee actually produced the State of Space Report, which is good. And the other thing I was going to talk about is, the next thing I was going to get back to now is how this, how what we do in space and its coordination fits in with the plan seen by the Academy, which is not brand new, but still it's, I guess, a plan we have for EOS. So I guess the important thing is, and I know I'd rather be showing ultraspectral radiances and their impact, but this has probably got its place, needs a place in the sun occasionally. So this goes through and talks about the importance of EOS from space, talks about the challenges we face in water, natural disaster, transport, etc., climate change. It talks about the future, the number of missions being planned, and how we're fully dependent on foreign-owned satellites. It also talks about something people don't usually like to talk about, where in some places overseas we are seen to have an element of free rider status. I guess it asks for a national strategy to get long-term access to EOS data. And I guess that's basically covers most of what the Academy said and its essential messages. And I think in a national context, they're all true. And it also went through a series of recommendations. I guess it said there is really no national EOS policy at the moment. It asked for not a space agency or anything too big, but just an EOS advisory council to help establish priorities that was basically had the obvious components. It had components from industry, components from academia, and components from government. And I think that's not a high expense move. EOS research, and it's obviously important there. It asked for a national plan and funding framework for EOS in terms of research and education. I guess the other not too expensive item, which would help with coordination, is it asks for an office to be established, which I guess is only one person at a desk, to support the advisory council. So you can go through each of those. They're all important. The radio interferences, they're all important items. But there are some things there that have been, I guess, put on the list by John Zillman and a committee that was included the chairman of CEOS and other people who have had a lot of experience in this area. And I think while we may be moving in the right direction, I think we still have a fair way to go to guarantee that EOS is taken care of well. Now, I'll come back to some recommendations later, or some suggestions. I think, let me just go back to the national context and talk about science. I guess this may be well known to a lot of you, but what do Australian institutions do well? Well, I guess EOS-related science education. And I think there'd be many people in this room, including myself, but many others I know, who have actually been overseas and lectured and actually know the quality of education here. But by the same token, things like the remote sensing course at La Trobe University, things have actually diminished in that regard. EOS-related research and development, we're doing well, but I guess we've then sort of diminished a little bit. I guess the thing we're best at, I think, is exploiting EOS to national advantage. And I think the weather service, the use of Landsat data, there are any number of examples where we can actually take what's been set up by other people and actually use it to strong advantage, applications and calibration and validation. R&D in a national context, I guess, includes a diverse range of research topics. And I guess it's a matter of what are the next big projects. And we could spend the next 25 minutes talking about that as well. The coordination of R&D, I guess, look, it's a little fragmented. I think the recent example with Macquarie Island, the fact that Macquarie Island was closed down, has a dramatic impact on EOS and validation of the data. Macquarie Island was reopened, you know, sort of by the minister not too long afterwards. And I think that's, I mean, there's many other examples where this coordination, but I think we're still a little fragmented and people don't really understand the importance of our contribution to EOS from the ground. And, yeah, that's, an item that we discussed a little more. So I guess you can show there needs a little bit better coordination. I guess national research priorities probably need a little bit of elucidation at this stage. Australia does R&D well, and in fact, this is valued by the international community, but I think the coordination and fostering of this can still improve. In terms of EOS, this gives you an idea of the coordination. There was a survey done by CSIRO about what EOS data we need for the universities and the research community in the coming years. Now, that is just about to go out of date, but CSIRO aren't really the sort of people who are nationally responsible for EOS research across Australia, but that's been done, and it'll have to be done again, and I think this coordination would sort of maybe stop this sort of thing happening. That's the continuity of Earth observation data for Australian R&D. So there are a lot of items like this that are naturally slipping through the network. I guess, where do we go from here? We improve links between government agencies, a university and industry. And this has been done several places overseas. You can have a joint centre itself that I ran, had a lot of mechanisms for putting money into universities and other things. So there are a lot of successful models. We probably need to use the elements of the Academy of Science EOS strategy. Maybe establishing a priority setting EOS advisory council, as I said, a low cost item, and that could be in the space coordinating committee or the civil space cyber security section. and the same with establishing an office for that. And I guess the thing we need in as short a term as possible as well that would flow from this, we need to develop an EOS policy so we're well coordinated.